Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about talking points, how to identify them, and how a certain type of politician develops talking points that are specifically designed to undermine the base principles of the country that they're trying to gain control over. We're talking about authoritarians. In order for them to seize power, in most cases, they have to replace the base principles of a country with their own, with talking points that will allow them to do whatever they want. So they have to undermine base ideas of freedom. This happens a lot in the United States, and a lot of these talking points, they've already taken hold. Some of them have already become legislation. Okay. So let's run through some examples here. Anti-protest laws. Okay. They took an absurd, you're going to see this as a running theme, an absurd example of something and use that to justify undermining a base principle of the country. Anti-protest laws are anti-First Amendment. You have the right to peaceably assemble. It doesn't say you have the right to peaceably assemble on a sidewalk in a designated area from 9 to 5. You have the right to peaceably assemble. These protest laws are designed to undermine the base idea that you can gather peacefully and demand a redress of your grievances. That is the core. That's what they're there for. It's red meat to the base that gets people fired up about an absurd scenario, and therefore they trade away a little bit of their freedom to get rid of a problem that doesn't really exist. They create the problem, then they create the solution. The purity and quality of the vote. Wow, that's like incredibly anti-democracy, anti-representative democracy, therefore anti-republic. Again, it's a solution to a problem that doesn't really exist. But this allows them to, well, set the stage to get rid of votes they don't want, that aren't pure enough, that aren't of the right quality. That's what it's there for. This is how authoritarians throughout history have swayed public opinion away from the base principles of the country. Those border checkpoints that are inland, where they, you know, you drive up and they demand to see your papers or whatever. Yeah, I mean, I get it. Right now, it's just for those other people, right? Those people that they can view as lesser. But realistically, is it just them impacted? No, it's not. And I'm pretty sure the base principles of this country suggest that we have the right to be secure in our purses, houses, papers, and effects. That's how they do it. You want another one? One that's a little bit more recent, happening right now. Trump and Miller, they set up that office, VOICE. I don't remember what the acronym stands for, and it doesn't matter, because it wasn't really about helping the victims of crimes that were committed by non-citizens. It was about getting the information so they could cherry-pick cases to further marginalize that group, to blame them, so they're lesser, they're other. All of the problems are their fault. This office was obviously closed by the Biden administration. He doesn't get any points for that, okay? That's just something that should happen in the course of due events. That's just, matter of fact, it was going to get closed. Didn't matter who took over, okay? Anybody other than Trump would have shut that down because it was that absurd. Absurd. Now, what did Biden do with the funds? Reallocated it. If you're an immigrant in detention, you can now call this call center and report abuse. That's one of the things. There's a whole bunch of things that you can do with this call center. What did Steve Miller say? He said, well, this is like setting up a call center so drug dealers could get lawyers. And to a certain group of people, to that authoritarian base, those who were already indoctrinated. Yeah, we don't want those people to have lawyers. As if that's not a fundamental principle, as if every county in the country doesn't have a number that an accused person could call to get a lawyer called a public defender's office, undermining the base principles of the country. That's how the talking points work, and they'll shift from one to another. If you look at Trump talking points, Trumpist talking points, the talking points that are used by his adherents, see if they undermine the base principles of the country and set the stage for authoritarianism. I'm willing to bet they do. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.